Well, good afternoon and welcome to this part of the service. We're looking at prayer. We're looking at prayer. And this afternoon, as we said, we're looking at confession. Confession. And I have a confession to make. Every time I come into this church, I have to say I love these two pictures on the wall, which depicts John 3:16. I just think they're absolutely amazing. I don't know who the artist is. I don't know who's done that. They've probably been there for years, but they just look lovely. But also a confession I have is that I love the film Shrek. I don't know if anybody's seen Shrek. But it's one of those films that you can look at and watch, and you can watch it again and watch it again and watch it again, and you just laugh. And I love the film Shrek. So that's my confession this afternoon. It's about an ogre, and you can see on the screen this ogre. His name's Shrek. And it's also about a donkey and a princess and a quest and about falling in love. And Shrek the ogre, he tries to explain to Donkey that ogres are misunderstood creatures by saying that ogres are like onions because they have many layers. And as we look at prayer this year through Five Star Services, we also see that prayer equally has many layers. There are different types, different layers of prayer. And last time we looked at adoration and how through our prayers we pour out our praise and our worship to God. We adore him. We pour out our adoration. We'll also later this year be exploring prayers of thanksgiving and prayers of intercession, more layers. But the layer I want to consider today is in our prayers is that of confession. And there are two sides to confession in prayer. There's the confessing our sins, and then there's confessing our faith, our belief. First of all, I want to think about confessing our sins. Next slide. Oh, we've got it there, look. Oh, I don't know if that's the next one or not. I want to think about confessing our sins. Sin is a word the Bible uses to describe our actions of doing things our way. Either we do not include God, or we think we know best. You ever been there? I think I know best. Usually this comes from selfishness or even lust or pride. We think we know best. But whatever the circumstance, it is God who we sin against. God's plan is for us to be like him in our behavior, to act righteously, to do what is right and best in every circumstance. But the truth is, and you probably all find this, we actually get it wrong. We mess up. Let's be honest, we mess up. We only need to turn to the Psalms to see examples of people who messed up. In Psalm 6 verses 1 and 2, and then verses 8 and 9 of that psalm, it says, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord. This is a person who's obviously messed up. They've got it wrong. And they're asking God not to be angry with them, but to have mercy. It says, away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy, and he accepts my prayer. And then the Psalm 130, says, verses 3 to 4 says, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O hear my voice, let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Again, someone who's got it wrong, someone who's messed up. David in Psalm 51, verse 4, cries out to God in prayer with the words, against you, only you have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. King David had messed up big time. I don't know if you know the story, but through lust and desire, he slept with another man's wife. In fact, it was one of his friends. And the friend, he calls him back from the war and expects him to go home. He makes sure he gets drunk, so he goes home and lays with his wife. But that doesn't happen. And he does it the next night, and it still doesn't happen. So he sends this man, this husband, back to the front line and says to the commander, make sure he's in the worst of the fighting so he can get killed. And David thinks, that's it, you know, I've done. He's arranged for the husband to be killed. So everything he has happened gets covered up. It's only when Nathan the prophet comes and confronts him with God's word, which basically says, I know what you've done, that David cries out in prayer, confessing all to God. David messed up. People mess up. We mess up. But praise God that our God is a forgiving God. When we confess our sins and speak them out to Him, when we actually acknowledge that we've messed up, in whatever way, He forgives us. He forgives us. We know this because the Father sent Jesus the Son to die in our place, to take the punishment for sin, past, present, and future sin. We're told in verses like Ephesians 1 verse 7 that Jesus' blood covers our sins and brings with it forgiveness. In Him we have redemption through His blood, it says, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And so we need to speak out. We need to confess our sins. Speak them out to God in prayer. Come humbly before Him. In our reading of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 picks out this theme of humility. As it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. If we will seek Him with all our heart, if we seek His face, you know, actually really seek Him with all our heart, and that means turning from wickedness, turning from sinfulness, turning from selfishness. That means humbly confessing our sins. God says that He will forgive us. When we speak out to Him, He hears and He forgives. The story is told of Clara Barton. I don't know if you heard of Clara Barton. I hadn't actually heard of Clara Barton. She was the founder of the American Red Cross. And one day she's reminded of a vicious deed that someone had done to her years before. But she acted as if she'd never heard of the incident. Don't you remember it? Her friend asked. No, came Barton's reply. I distinctly remember forgetting it. And this is how God deals with our sin. He distinctly remembers forgetting it. When we confess it, when we say sorry, He covers it with the blood of Jesus and chooses to remember it no more. When we confess our sins, speak them out in prayer to God. As 1 John 1 verse 9, which we heard already today, reminds us, then God, who is faithful and just, forgives us our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He chooses to remember them no more. But prayer has many layers, a bit like Shrek's onions as he tries to explain to Donkey. And this topic of confession has a second layer, as I mentioned earlier. For this word confession equally covers confessing or confession of our faith. I recently read that confessing is affirming something we believe. It is testifying to something we know, and it is witnessing for a truth that we have embraced. And friends, we have embraced a truth. As we come to faith, we have embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as a living Son of God. The one who rose again. The one whose blood covers our sins. The one who brings forgiveness and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And we should embrace this truth every day as we stand for Jesus. But the question is, how do we embrace it? You know, it's all very well standing there saying we've got to embrace something. How do we do it? I mean, to embrace something so it really means something, you know, to really embrace it so it means something to us. I suggest by praying what we believe, by speaking out what we believe. This is why so many Christians say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. But why speak it out? Why speak it out? I mean, I read the Bible. I pray. Why do I have to confess in words what I believe? Surely God knows what I believe, doesn't he? Yes, he does. But sometimes we need to remind ourselves. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves and to remind the devil, Satan, what it is we believe. Because as Christians, we're engaged in a battle. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is looking for as many casualties as it can find. Paul's words in Ephesians 6 verse 12 tells us plainly that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Because we are engaged in a battle, that means we must fight. We must stand firm against temptation and resist it with our entire being. We must stand firm against false doctrine and defend the truth. And what better way than to confess, to speak out together, to confess, to speak out in our prayer to our Father and to all, any and all evil ones who are listening, what we believe and what we know, that we have embraced the truth that Jesus is Lord. Yes, let's confess our sins. Let's confess our faith as we stand firm in our faith. There's a lovely story told of four clergymen who met for a friendly gathering. And during their conversation, one of them said, "You know, our people come to us and pour out their hearts. They confess certain sins and needs. Let's do the same. You know, confession is good for the soul." And in due time, all agreed. One clergyman confessed that he'd like to go to the cinema and would sneak off when away from his church. Ooh. The second, well, he confessed that he liked to smoke a good cigar every now and again. And then the third one, well, he confessed that he liked playing cards and, you know, having a little gamble. But when it came to the fourth clergyman, he wouldn't confess. The others pressed him, saying, "Come now, we confessed. What's your secret? What's your vice?" Finally, he answered, "It's gossiping. And I can hardly wait to get out of here." Friends, we must confess regularly our sins and what it is that we actually believe. Speak it out to God and to each other, the truths we stand on, and the way, as a way of encouragement, you know, as a way of encouraging us. But more than that, as a way of standing firm in our faith, so that as we stand, we do not so easily slip and fall into those temptations that surround us. So that we can stand against the sin that crouches at our door. But when we do sin, and we all sin, Romans 3 verse 23 tells us, Paul's words says that all sin and fall short of the glory of God, all sin. But when we do sin, let's pray. Let's pray prayers of confession so that we can get right with God again. And let's remember to confess those words of faith as we proclaim what it is we actually believe. I want us to stand. I know you got comfortable. I want us to stand and I want us to proclaim together as a prayer, hopefully the words that are on the screen. Let's say together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried.
He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and we will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. You can be seated. It's good, as I said, to speak out in the words of faith what we believe. But I'm going to leave the confessing to another time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for all that you do in our lives. And we thank you for the way that you mold and shape us into the people you want us to be. Lord, we confess we get it wrong. We, like David, mess up. We, like people that we read about in the Psalms, we mess up. We go our own way. We think sometimes that we know best and we ignore your words. And we want to say we're sorry. I want to confess to you, Lord, the things that are on our hearts at this moment, and just say we're sorry. We're going to come to you afresh. And Lord, when we do actually confess those sins, Lord, you are such a fantastic God that you wipe the slate clean. It's like you take a board rubber and just take the chalk off the board. You just take it away. Lord, we thank you and we want to worship you because of that. We want to thank you and praise you because we can stand here in your presence knowing that we are totally forgiven. When we confess our sins, you are faithful and just and forgive us our sins. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.